There was a famous natural doctor who recommended against taking cod liver oil lately.
Yes.
What's your opinion?
Well, you would bring up a Pandora's box. All right, we're going to have a little show and tell of cod liver oil. First of all, cod liver oil has been in use for 150 years or more. There's no doubt that its content of DHA can help the developing brain of a child or maintaining the brain of an aging adult who cannot synthesize adequate DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. We've gotten in trouble in the last 10, 15 years because they've been playing with the cod liver oil. They've been trying to squeeze more cod liver oil out of the world supply. And so what they've been doing, they've been producing farm-raised cod. Okay? Now, the farm-raised cod is a pathetic excuse for a wild, healthy cod and produces, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, a small fraction of the vitamin A and vitamin D. So then what they do is they add synthetic vitamin A and synthetic vitamin D to the cod liver oil to make it look good. And suddenly we're doing a study on what I would call these junky cod liver oils, although the doctor you're talking about referred to one of these cod liver oils as very high quality. It's really hard for me to agree with that. When you've added synthetics to a natural, you no longer have a natural. Okay, when we sell cod liver oil, we only sell the non-tinkered with USP-grade cod liver oil. Now, when the study was done, the ones that appeared to be the most disturbing were the ones that had the highest level of vitamin A to vitamin D. The only way that's possible is you got to add vitamin A. Now, they're not adding natural vitamin A. They're adding synthetic vitamin A. Now, did Cannell and the other people doing this study distinguish the source of retinoic acid? Not to my knowledge. So if they did, I would have thought they would have made a point of it, and they didn't. So the baby and the bathwater are all in the driveway, okay? And I think, you know, we want to be a little slow on the draw with this, and we need to look into it a little bit more, because if we eliminate the cod liver oil, now we have to get vitamin D from some other source, and we need docosahexaenoic acid from another source. Fortunately, there is a microalgae for the DHA, and that, I think, is an excellent source. But as far as the cod liver oil, the only source, well, there are new sources, and we are now coming up with a new source of vitamin D that will be available soon that will be quite good. It will test on to all four polarities. It's a new way of producing it. So I do think we'll have a good vitamin D soon. But, you know, the public will have to do a lot more work to get to a wonderful product. In other words, they're going to have to spend more money and buy more things to get this product. So I'm not sold yet.
Okay.
Okay? There's always two sides to a story. And that's why I would definitely, on the basis of one study, I want to do a little more homework. And I haven't finished investigating this. I'd actually like to talk to Cannell and see the actual brands of products he selected for the testing, which he didn't disclose. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your very probing question there, Joseph. See you, buddy.
Okay.